talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. There was a lot of it made. There was a lot of it made. Well, let's just start. It's a big announcement. Happened over the weekend. Big announcement. The Republican National Committee is coming to Milwaukee. The Republican National Convention with the Republican National Committee are coming to Milwaukee in the summer of 2024. Demonstrations are threatened. I want to dig down in this. I want to dig down deep in this because I think this is good for Milwaukee and it's good for the state of Wisconsin. Milwaukee is the economic engine that runs Wisconsin's economy in many respects. And people say, Matt, how can you say that? I can say that because Milwaukee County sends about $400 million a year more in tax revenue to Madison than it gets back. Everybody's under the impression that somehow Milwaukee's being subsidized. It's quite the opposite. And we're happy to do it. But Milwaukee depends on a lot of different businesses, not just the big boys, not just the Miller Brewings, and not just the Johnson Controls and Baird and Northwest Mutual Life and all that. It also depends on hotels, restaurants, tourism. You know, you think of tourism going up north in Wisconsin, and it does, and west everywhere, and it should. There's a ton of tourism that comes to Milwaukee. And the people that run these hotels, that run these restaurants, they have to pay people. They have to pay people to make the beds, cook the food, wash the dishes. They've got to pay for all of the infrastructure that supports that economy. The Republican National Convention, just like the Democratic National Convention, is estimated to bring in over $200 million in economic activity. You will not be able to find a hotel room between Milwaukee and Madison to the west, Milwaukee and O'Hare Airport, believe it or not, to the south, Milwaukee to Sheboygan in the north. Every little motel, every small hotel, every B&B is going to be gobbled up. And this is great. This is great news. It's great news for restaurants. What happens with a lot of these conventions is somebody will come in, some donor, some group. They'll take the whole restaurant for the evening, pay top dollar for it. It's terrific. People are going to get paid. It's all great. Now, what is the countervailing consideration? Why do people say, yeah, but? Yeah, but. Well, I'll tell you why. What is going to be said at this Republican convention in part will be toxic. Why do I say in part will be toxic? Well, because Liz Cheney will have something to say, and Adam Kinzinger, and even if they don't let him on the podium, they'll all be interviewed on national press and on Milwaukee media and on statewide press. Every TV station, radio station in the state is either going to have somebody here in Milwaukee or have a feed that picks up Milwaukee. The other thing is, this convention is going to be watched on television around the world, And when it's watched around the world, they're going to see Milwaukee. They're going to see Wisconsin. They're going to see promos on the history of Wisconsin. They're going to see promos on the greatness of our state, the cleanliness of our state, the cleanliness of our politics, the cleanliness of our economy. It's going to be great. That's why it's important that we have three big league athletic teams in Wisconsin. When I say big league, I know we have some minor league teams too, but I'm talking about the Packers, the Bucks, and the Brewers. Every time they play a game, the word Milwaukee is mentioned, or Green Bay, or Wisconsin's mentioned. And this is all terrific stuff. It's very, very important. So What about the demonstrations? Demonstrations are healthy. There'll be plenty of them. I suspect there'll be a perimeter put around, and there'll be metal detectors, which there should be, at some distance from the convention site put around, and there should be. But let's keep these protests nonviolent. Now, I can only speak for the people who would listen to me. The Proud Boys are not going to listen to me. The Boogaloo are not going to listen to me. Neither are the Oath Keepers and neither are the Three Percenters. I know that. And they may come in. I know that. They may demonstrate or they may try to cause trouble. Cause trouble with the Black Lives Matter demonstrators and many other demonstrators in the state who are peaceful and whose message has to be heard. The point is, democracy is not neat and tidy. Democracy is sloppy, but you can't let democracy become violent. In 1968 in Chicago, remember that convention? It's the height of the Vietnam War. There were tensions very high over the Vietnam War. And there was violence. And there was police overreaction. And it spilled out onto the convention floor. And it aired on television around the world. And it was one reason why Hubert Humphrey did not win the election that year against Richard Nixon. Hubert Humphrey only lost the election by 300,000 popular vote. 300,000. People looked at it. They'd already had two assassinations, Bobby Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King. They had the assassination of Jack Kennedy less than 5 years before. They had the Vietnam War. And they wanted some respite from that. And sadly, they thought they were going to get it with Richard Nixon, who then turned up resigning from office just after he was elected to his second term on the promise that he would be pardoned by Gerald Ford, his vice president. It was a contentious time, but there's no need for that. There's no need for that. If anybody starts any violence, it's going to be provocateurs. And let me tell you something. In some of the George Floyd protests in Minneapolis, there was video that showed some guy, he clearly was not a George Floyd protester, he clearly was more of a Proud Boy or Boogaloo, walking along calmly, and when he thought no one was looking, break a window just for the heck of it and keep walking. There will be provocateurs, I know that. I know that. I suggested to an assistant district attorney I know the other day that there be a perimeter and a fairly, at a substantial distance from the Fire Service Center. And he didn't say anything, but he sort of nodded and smiled. And I believe there will be a perimeter. There'll be plenty of law enforcement. There'll be plenty of people from all over the country. I think it's terrific. I think it's terrific. Let me tell you something else. The First Amendment, everybody knows, you know, First Amendment provides for separation of church and state. It's defined as no established religion. For freedom of the press, freedom of speech. But there's also a provision in the First Amendment called freedom of assembly and right to petition the government. You have a right to assemble in public, peaceably. You have a right to petition the government, peaceably. In some cases, when they're, especially now in Florida, for Pete's sake, I mean, DeSantis says they have this, they passed this law that, and he's the one who proposed it, that essentially says that if people congregate and there's more than a couple of them, you have some license or title to, even with your car, bump into them. It's very, very imprecisely worded. I think if it ever came to being enforced, a federal judge would enjoin it. But that's disgusting. DeSantis in Florida have absolutely no conception of the First Amendment. The First Amendment is not just separation of church and state. It's not just freedom of speech. Freedom of the press. It's also a right to petition the government and freedom of assembly. And you know, you can say, well, the Republican Party is a private deal. Well, no, it's not a private deal. Not really. These national conventions are going to nominate somebody who, for all intents and purposes, will be one of two people who is liable, one of two people who is liable to be elected president of the United States. And any political party that says, well, we're a private party, we can do what we want, remember something. Long time ago in the South, Democratic Party in South Carolina and elsewhere would not let African-American people vote in the primary. They just couldn't vote in the primary. And their argument was, we're a political party. That's what we want. And you know what the federal court said? They said, well, if you were just a private entity, great, you can do what you want, as disgusting as it is. But nomination in this state in the Democratic primary is tantamount to election in the general election. That makes you a quasi-state actor, and therefore you must let everybody vote. It was the right decision. It was a good decision. So if somehow the Republicans say, well, we can't have any demonstrations because we're a private party, the answer is this: no, you're not. In the context of that previous decision in the South, you're really not. Whoever gets your nomination has a very good chance of being president of the United States. Can be one of two people. And don't give me this baloney that there are going to be five independent candidates and some idiot somewhere who sticks his name on it and doesn't do anything. It's one of the two major parties. So you can be responsible about this. I'm very, very hopeful, guys. I'm very, very hopeful about this. I think that it's great for Wisconsin. You know, the sad thing is this: as a Democrat, we got the Democratic convention here in 2020. And then COVID hit. That was not the fault of anybody. We did a great job getting it. And when I say we, there were a lot of people who did it. Actually, Alex Lazary, who had been a Senate candidate here, did a heck of a job helping to get it in. And he was treasurer of the effort. And that should not be overlooked. That should not be overlooked, his accomplishments. But it was not just he. It was a lot of people. And people like Milwaukee and they like Wisconsin. Now, I'm not naive. I know why the Republicans want to come in here. They want to come in here because Ron Johnson is vulnerable. And we're a swing state, a purple state, and we're in the Midwest. I get it. I get it. And so going to Nashville, which turned them down anyway, you know, that's a red state, borders on Mississippi. I mean, it doesn't give them anything. I get it. But we can still be courteous to the average delegate and all the press, keep the violence out of it. This is a very, very good thing for the state of Wisconsin. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.